This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
The United States had its very first federal felony conviction for a company executive in a food safety case on September 19th. This groundbreaking case found executives of Peanut Corps, Stuart Parnell, and his brother Michael Parnell, guilty of conspiracy, fraud, and other federal charges. The brothers and the former quality control manager at the plant were accused of deliberately selling peanut butter that they knew to be contaminated with salmonella. The federal prosecutor in this case, Michael Moore, tells us about why this verdict is so special.
Well, I mean, it's a case that's sort of unique in the country here. This case went to trial where executives from a corporation were held responsible for decisions they made that essentially put profits over the public health safety. And, you know, it's important that we make sure that the corporate officials who are making those decisions face those consequences and that they can't use excuses anymore.
The 2008 salmonella outbreak killed 9 people and got 714 people sick, and not to mention caused a massive food recall throughout the United States. Salmonella is America's most common cause of foodborne illness. This is something we mostly see in chicken and eggs, but in the past couple of years, we've seen salmonella in products we would have never associated with salmonella, like cucumbers, chia powder, mangoes, I mean, the list goes on. Even with all of these cases, this is the first time a corporate executive is being held accountable through a felony conviction for food contamination. A food regulation expert, Professor Carlos Yescas, explains what this guilty verdict means.
Well, I think the conviction means two things. One is that there is a more aggressive system that is not longer willing to let go of many of the big problems that we have in our food system. This I read as a part of how the federal government has been gaining strength and becoming more robust in many areas, but specifically in control and regulation.
There have been recent examples of the government stepping in and enforcing regulation to formerly deregulated sectors like banking and the environment. Professor Yescas believes that this will play out in future food regulation, meaning that there will be an increase in accountability for CEOs in the food sector. Professor Yescas says this is the second implication of the conviction.
I think the convictions, specifically for the Peanut Corporation of America, mean that we are at a point that not because you are the CEO of a company, you are not liable for decisions that you have made. And so this should be a big wake-up alarm to all the food executives out there to go back and look at what their systems that they have set up are, and if they don't have systems, to set them in place so that they can ensure that they are not going to be found guilty for, you know, holes in their own processes.
The reason that CEOs can be accountable for this at all is because companies are required to regulate themselves, meaning that they are responsible for the testing of the safety of their products. There are both positive and negatives to self-regulation. I asked Professor Yescas to explain them.
We really don't. As consumers, it's all in good faith, right? And so for the longest time, our good faith has been relying in corporations putting a human face that we can trust. As globalization has entered the food industry as well, and we're increasingly less conscious of where our food is coming from or where ingredients are being flown from.
So this is a case where self-regulation went bad. The company knew their product was contaminated with salmonella, but decided to ship it anyway. Their decision had really serious repercussions, not only for them, but for their consumers. So let's look at this from the consumer side. Peanut butter, one of the most loved product of the American people, was found contaminated with salmonella. As consumers, how can we know that we are being protected when we make choices about what we eat?
So when we're talking about self-regulation, there's two camps here, right? One will be the one that says that self-regulation is the best way to ensure that a company is doing the best it can because it wants the trust of its consumers, and that is best in a free market society. This camp will also say that this is a way to ensure that it's cheap food for everyone because Self-regulation means that the systems in place are the most adequate for those companies to deal with potential problems, and there's not an extra layer of control. On the other side of the camp is exactly the argument that because companies would like to do this on the cheap, maybe these self-regulatory systems are not the best out there, and that then we need a system that is actually providing some minimum standards of what health and safety guidelines we should be following.
This case has brought a lot of attention to the responsibility of companies to self-regulate. As consumers of food, we hope that companies will take the initiative to ensure that the products that they put on the market are safe. Let's be real. This is a matter of life and death. Prosecutor Michael Moore reminds himself of this every day.
This kind of case is not a victimless case. You had real people who were made very sick and real families who suffered great loss. I hope that somehow this brings some what comfort it can to them, and I hope that the public knows that, you know, the Department of Justice is concerned about the safety of the American people, not just when we talk about matters involving national security, but also safety when it comes to the food that we're feeding our families and our children. So we appreciate the jury's verdict in the case, and we'll look forward to the sentencing hearing when we can talk about the victims in this case.
This is Yvette Cabrera for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.